אתם תהיו, וייסו נסגולו מכל העמים, כלי כל הארץ. ואין זה ואתם תהיו עם המלאכס כהן ולא קודש. זה זמן משמוע ידיק ומוע ידיק ומדוי ודיק הפשט. So he says that that when do you see the Rabban Shalom's real Ahava for Klal Yisrael? When do you see the Rabban Shalom's real Ahava for Klal Yisrael? When the Rabban Shalom's, when the Goyim are going against Hashem, or when the Goyim are also going with Hashem? When the Goyim, throughout the Tkufas of Golus, the Goyim don't believe, the Goyim are going against the Rabban Shalom, the Rabban Shalom leaves them over to the Mikrei Hazman. There's no Hashkacha Pratis in the Goyim in such a case. Shaken Klal Yisrael loyal to Hashem, so made it as Hashkacha Pratis for Klal Yisrael. They don't see so much that the Liebschaft the Rabban Shalom has to the Yidden over the Goyim. It's just a matzav. The Yidden follow the Rabban Shalom, the Goyim don't. When do you see the real Liebschaft, the real love, the Amshtens of Klal Yisrael? When do you see that? That you see when all the Goyim will be going to Kulam Yatu Shechem Echad La'avdach La'avdai, they'll all be following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chayim all following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole world has an equal Hashkacha Pratis. And yet the Rabban Shalom, even in such a massive, singles out Klal Yisrael. There you see the real love that Rabban Shalom has with him. Taich Shizan Mamish, a beautiful Rashi, which is a pillar what the Rashi means. Rashi says in Chakoy Yisai, Vishbati Chayiro Min Ha'aretz, Chev L'Tzar V'Aretzichem, which Chazal said means Lassad Lovay, Chev L'Tzar V'Aretzichem, the Goyim, there won't be Muhammad anymore, all the Goyim will be after Shechem Echad, La'avdai, Vishbati Chayiro, even Chayis won't pray on each other, it'll be the Matzav of Tikkun, it's going on Lassad Lovay. So then after that pasuk, straight after that pasuk, pasuk says, "Ufenisi aleichem." So Rashi says, "What does it mean, Ufenisi aleichem?" Says Rashi, "Efne ani mikol asokai." Ufenisi aleichem. I'll turn to you, says Rashi, "Efne ani mikol asokai." I'm gonna be mafne myself, free myself from all other asokim, and focus on you. What's the Rabban Shalom's other asokim? What's the Rabban Efne ani mikol asokai? Rabban Shalom doesn't go to the bank. what's the Efne mikol asokai? And the Chazayva says that's the Pshat, it's a beautiful Pshat, it's not the emstik of Pshat in Rashi. The, because the Pshat is, if we're talking about a Tzkuva, all the Goyim will be doing Ratzon Hashem. So maybe there'll be Lachayra an equal Ashkacha practice in the whole world. Rabban Shalom is busy with the whole world now. During the Yimei HaGolus, Rabban Shalom is not busy with the Goyim Bechlam. He leaves them to the Mikra Olam, leaves them to coincidence. There's no Ashkacha practice in the Goyim. And Lassad Lavi, there'll be Ashkacha in the Goyim as well when Mashiach comes. Ashkacha practice in the Goyim, Ashkacha practice in the Goyim. So the Ashkacha Pratis on the Goyim will be a matzav of the whole world will be equal. So then Rabban Shalom Kaviyachal Shkoyach, his asokim will be for the whole world. So when his asokim will be for the whole world, and yet he says, "Ufenisi aleichem, efne ani mikol asokai, efne ani mikol asokai." So that's going to be that's pshat in that Rashi. Efnani mikol asoket, still with the whole world, I'm busy with the whole world, I'll be muffling myself from the whole world and I'll still be Isaac in you. Ma'adik Abshan. He says, Afshah also, Afchay b'v'amim, kol kadosh v'edach, v'him tukhu raglacha, yisam idab risacha. Afchay b'v'amim, he says, Abrach, Afchay b'v'amim is the matzah the Rabban Shalom loves the Amim, meaning they turn into Hashem. But nevertheless, kol kadosh v'edach. So Klal Yisrael feel the same way. Emela, we also muffling atzmeni mikol asokai, v'him tukhu raglacha, yisam idab risacha. He says that's the Pshat of Eivah Matan Torah as well. Yizim is school in Kol Amim. Where do you see the Rabban Shalom is a school in Kol Amim? Where do you see that? You see that Kili Kol Aretz. Li Kol Aretz means the whole world is Li. The whole world is turning to me. The whole Aretz is to me. Even the Goyim, everything, Chayis, everything is turning to me. In a matzav of Kili Kol Aretz, there you can see Vatim Yit school in Kol Amim. Kili Kol Aretz. Wow. How do you see you with school of Kili Kol Aretz? Because we're talking about a matzav where the whole Aretz is turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then for the next passage begins, Va'atim Tehilim Menachis. The Chansev asks, what's Krav Atim? We're talking about Klal Yisrael. What's Va'atim? Stam Va'atim. It would be without the word Va'atim. Tehu Amlechis Koine. What's the word? Tehu says, no, Va'atim. You, the Meduyek, you, Atim. You'll be Atim Tehilim Menachis. You'll be Mamlechis Koine Meduyek Kodesh. You'll be Mamlechis Koine Meduyek Kodesh. That's all the dignity of the Akkadis. In other words, the whole matzav of Kabbalah Satoya was to show the Rabban Shalom's Liebschaft for Klal Yisrael, even in a matzav of Kili Kol Aretz. What's the chiddush of that? Afkan Chasam Soyva. So it brings out a Moedika matzav. Why? Because the way the Bel learns, the Rabban Shalom offered the Torah to the Goyim as well. So Rabban Shalom offered the Torah to the Goyim, and the Goyim turned down the Torah. So the Yidden got the Torah by kilu it could seem that way, Chas v'Shalom, by default. Nobody else wanted it. Thank you very much. Kilu by process of elimination. There's no real etzim zechah. Other rabbi offered it to the goyim first. Oh, but this is what the Torah is coming up for. The fact that the goyim didn't take the Torah, that's not what made Klal Yisrael believe back at the Shmuel for a while, because even Kili Kolores, when they will be Makamu, still Klal Yisrael is in it. Otherwise, it's not a school. If Stam the goyim didn't want it, so we wanted it, that's not a school. That's what the Pasuk is saying. The whole Liebschaft of Klal Yisrael is mitzvah, the Indian of the Rebbein Shlom is Boicha. Rebbein Shlom is Boicha Klal Yisrael. So the Bechira of Klal Yisrael, that's got nothing to do with the Goyim. There's a special Yitzhak for Klal Yisrael, even if the Goyim are the biggest tzaddikim, there's still a special Abba to Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Goyim don't understand. Martin Torah is Megala, this Abba that Rabbi Shlom has to Klal Yisrael. If it's a Hasina, it was a Har, she heard the sin in Omas Oilam. Because Dafka over here, it was Nizgala, that the Rabbi Shlom's love for Klal Yisrael has nothing to do with the fact that you are Mekabal the Torah, you're not Mekabal the Torah. It's not a one thing's got nothing to do with the other. It's a school. It's something that you can't explain. That's the Kabbalah sect. That also explains the whole Indian Stam, famous Kasha of Toizus. Karishol said, "Now Zvenishma, I mean Kavalim Hakigigis." The Chayyur, the Ma'isa, the whole Indian of Nas Zvenishma, you can understand. Karishol realized that the Rebbein Shlom's Rebbein Shlom's love for Klal Yisrael has nothing to do with the Amma Kabbalah, the Nomad. Has nothing to do with it. It's intrinsic. It's a Hechreches to call Abed. Allah, it's an Abed she'enet lo'y b'dobah. So Meilon, Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma. What were they saying? Klal Yisrael is saying that the Torah being Makabbalah, the Torah has got nothing to do with it. We can, we can't. It's got nothing to do with it. Tanoim, it's got nothing to do with anything. The whole Yisod of Nasa v'nishma is. Holy Soul of Nasim Nishma is the Klal Yisrael realized. Klal Yisrael came to Maskona that the Rebbein Shlom's Ahava to us is intrinsic. It's not totally on anything else. Not totally on any matzah whatsoever. So Meila, therefore, when Kamaim upon him, they said Nasim Nishma. We'll also do whatever it is, unconditional of what the mitzvahs are. It's not much to say Kamaim upon. Kofalim Hakigig is exactly the same thing. Kofalim Hakigig, Maral says, what's the in the Kofalim Hakigig? So Rebbein Shlom was showing them that Tehchreach to Makabal the Torah. Maral explains that the Rebbein Shlom wanted to show Klal Yisrael that them being Makabal the Torah, the bond between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to do with any matzav. It's an atzmistic bond. So the whole thing of Kofalim Hakigig was just another way of seeing Nasim Nishma. It's not a stira to Nasim Nishma, faket, it's a shlomo to Nasim Nishma. It's the command upon him, just like Klal Yisrael said that Nas Vinishma, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Kofalim HaKigigis, which was again the same thing to show them that it's all part of the Skula Mikol Amim. Skula means Tzadish Kamshat. That's what Skula means. Nas Vinishma means Tzadish Kamshat. Nishma means understand the Pshat. Nasa before Nishma means There's no pshat, there's no havana. It's a tifa zach. It's a zach which is beyond havana and asog. So even you see the sod bechir that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael. The sod bechir of Hashem choosing Klal Yisrael. When did Hashem choose Klal Yisrael? Hashem chose Klal Yisrael when the Yidden were in the midbar. When Mitzrayim, Bnei B'chayr Yisrael. Rebbein Shlom said Bnei B'chayr Yisrael, Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. It's got nothing to do with the matzav around. It's nothing to do with the matzav Arum and Arum. Forget, even when the Yidden on the same matzav as the Goyim. Goyim and Kerev Goyim, Yidden on the same matzav as the Goyim, and the same matzav of the Goyim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Bnei B'chayr Yisrael. This whole thing. We don't look around to see what the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is. It's a relationship which is the Nakuda, it's the Nakuda itself. Kicking the sharim and arim. So that's the same bechinam as we see in school in the Mikol Haaretz that goes hand in hand together with the pshat of the chasam sof. That's one very big thing in the kuddah.